Oh, good. I thought I'd find you here. What are you still doing in the bathroom? You're late. When you didn't show up for the feeding, I thought. What's wrong? Why are you hiding your face? Hey, look at me. You're not sick again, are you? You humans can be so frail. Remember the last time you got sick? You spent 2 weeks in bed, and I didn't know what to do. I was getting ready to kidnap some human doctors for you. And yes, it was only the flu. You kept telling me that you only needed rest. Well, I was worried. You know how worried I can get. I've seen what illness can do to you. I've lived through several of your human plagues. The thought of that happening to you is. This is what happens when I let you leave the castle during the day. Come here. You feel warm and wet? Are you sweating? I knew it. You're sick again. That's it. No more visits into town. I'll go find a human doctor. You stay here and get some rest. What? Of course you're sick. You're all hot and damp. Oh, you just had a bath? Well, why didn't you say so? You made me worry so much. Wait, then why were you late? Did you forget that today was a feeding day? Such a naughty pet, making their master wait for their meal. I've been positively famished. You know, animal blood can only sustain me for so long. Plus, I've missed the taste of this neck. Unless you're feeling tired. Is the feeding too regular for you? We can extend the time between meals. I was only teasing. I can happily live off of cow's blood until you're feeling up to it. No? I don't understand. What's wrong? I don't like seeing you all upset like this. The mirror? Is it broken or something? You know I can't see myself in this stupid thing. But you look fine, my adorable little human. Huh? What's wrong with the way you look? Did you need a haircut or something? I think it's cute the way it is. But if you want it shorter, I could cut it for you. Oh? Not your hair either. I'm sorry, I don't really know what you're talking about. You look like the same old human I've come to know and love. Oh no, what's wrong? You look even more upset. You're doing that eye-watering thing. Are you crying? Why are you crying? Please stop crying. Was it something I said? I'm sorry. Is this a human thing? Don't be sad, please. I'm sorry. I just don't see what's wrong with you. What can I do to fix it? Oh, aging. You're worried about your age. Oh my. You really had me worried there for a second. Hey. Hey. Don't be sad. So, you've got a few wrinkles. Gray hair, too. It happens. Come here. Let me hold you. Honestly, I don't get what you're so worked up about. Humans age all the time. It's just nature in progress. And a few extra lines on your face doesn't mean you look bad. You're just older. It happens. You've been living with me for years now. Over a decade, at least. I still remember the first night you entered my castle. You were so terrified of me. Thinking the big bad monster was going to eat you up. Rah. Didn't take long at all for you to give in to me, willingly. And you've been such a good pet ever since. I made sure you were well cared for, fed, and loved. A much happier life than the one you lived before coming here, I'm sure. You looked so adorable back then. And all these years later, just as cute. Besides, you might feel like you're getting older, but age is all relative. To me, a decade is nothing. 10, 20, 30 years. You all may as well be a child compared to the centuries I've lived for. Well, I'm not too overly fond of human children, but you understand the point I'm trying to make. Oh, but don't misunderstand me either. I'm aware of how short human lifespans are. So, I can understand why someone like yourself wouldn't like seeing visual reminders of your own mortality. But not to worry. If I can avoid getting you ill, with my care, you'll have a good few more decades yet. I'll make sure of it. What? No. Never. Is that what you're worried about? You actually think I would leave you once you got too old? No, I would never. Look at me. Don't cry. I will never leave you. Do you remember what I said the first night we met? When you gave yourself to me? You're precious to me. And I take good care of all my precious things. You are my pet, my human. I will care for you. I will feed you, shelter you, pamper you, love you. And I don't care how old you are, how many lines appear on your face, or if your hair turns gray, I will be here always. And it's true. One day, you will become too old. You won't be able to do the things you used to. I certainly won't be able to drink from you without risk of killing you. You'll start to struggle while doing simple tasks, spending most of your days resting, conserving what little energy you have. You'll get frail, ill, and weak. You'll wither and die, like all mortals do. And on that day, I'll still be there, sitting by your side. I'll mourn for a time. Probably lock myself up in the castle, keep myself busy, cursing the gods for giving humans such short lifespans. But I'll never forget my human and all the years of happiness they gave me. But for now, I have you wrapped up in my arms, not letting go, never letting go. So don't ever worry about me leaving you. You're mine, little human. I have you for several decades at least. And I'm going to make every single day the best days of your life.